Still, this uneven adjustment in the euro area could explain why both demand and inflation, once energy and food prices are excluded, have been stubbornly low. Since crisis countries still need to reduce their stocks of external liabilities, i.e. the accumulation of past current account deficits, and public sector debt, that looks set to continue. John Maynard Keynes recognized the risk of such asymmetry in the 1940s. The process of adjustment is compulsory for the debtor and voluntary for the creditor. If the creditor does not choose to make or allow his share of the adjustment, he suffers no inconvenience. Keynes wanted to tax countries that hoarded trade surpluses. In 2011, the European Commission set up a macroeconomic imbalance procedure to tackle the problem. But the process appears to place less weight on surpluses than on deficits, and lacks the means to enforce its recommendations. Another way of dealing with imbalances would be to encourage greater risk-sharing through fiscal and deeper banking union. The Eurozone would become more like America, where interstate imbalances are not even recorded. But that too seems politically infeasible. The euro area's long slog will carry on, and debtor countries will bear the burden.